Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
Welcome to the girls' bathroom.
Welcome back to episode 4. How are we? How are you? Tell us.
How are you? Yeah, how's your week been?
Have you had a good week? I hope you've had a good week.
I hope you've had a good week.
I hope you've had a happy week.
Actually, quite often, it's quite rare that I look back and think, I've had a great week. It's quite hard to have an amazing week.
Actually, I looked ahead.
Like, that's an amazing 7 days.
I looked ahead, I thought, we've got a good week ahead.
Yeah, I often do that.
Yeah.
But I don't often look back and think, I've had a great week. I mean, that sounds kind of sad, but
yeah.
I'm just, like, that's quite hard to have a good week.
I mean, because we're like, human and everyone has bad days.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
So when people say, like, have a good week, it's like, yeah, but that's
what,
a whole 7 days.
But everyone should aim to have happy 7 days.
High moments, 7 days.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a down moment.
No, this is getting way too deep. I'm sorry I got into that.
I'm sorry, but nobody is happy and smiley all the time.
Absolutely nobody. But I hope you have had a good week.
I mean, I'm sorry. I took that to a more... have you had a good week? Well, no one's had a good fucking week, have they? Because everyone has down moments.
I hope you've had a good 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
An amazing 5 out of 7.
Yeah. So keep on dancing,
baby. Okay, so this week it is girl talk. We're talking about all
girls,
the girls.
Girls,
red wine, I just want to kiss girls.
Girls. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
We'll stop there. What other girl songs are there? I feel like there's a lot.
See, the one that comes straight to mind is Girls. I didn't even listen to that song.
Yeah, I don't. But it's just because it's girls.
On the radio.
Girls.
What is another song? Because girls like you
run wild.
Guys like me,
I need a girl like you.
That's the song, mate. That's
the
game they play.
Okay, so, we're going to start with our shout out.
We are. And now, I've loved this girl for a while.
She is beautiful.
Sophia, we saw her in the flesh, remember, but we never talked to her.
Oh,
at the House
God.
Of CB Beyonce concert.
Oh my God, of course.
And I remember when she came out, wow, she's amazing. Okay, so her name is Leslie Sidora.
What a beautiful name.
And her Instagram handle is Lesance. So it's Lessance. She's actually a model on PLT.
Yeah, you probably all recognize her, actually.
You literally all will, but she is beautiful. And like all of her pictures are so striking.
She's absolutely stunning.
She is stunning.
Also, her stories are fun as well. She often films her workouts.
Yes, yes, she does.
Trainer.
She
it's
does.
Really fun. So
she's
you should all follow her.
Beautiful. Everyone go and check her out.
Okay, so let's get into the episode.
Let's get into the episode then,
okay,
shall we?
So this one is actually really interesting because we've answered kind of like the opposite in the past.
Do you know, right, this is really insightful.
And I feel like we all need to hear this, okay?
We all need to hear this because...
We all need to hear
we
this.
We need to change our answers to some other things.
We do. Okay, so it's about my best friend who is a boy, I'm a girl, and his girlfriend. I can imagine we all see where this
hair.
Is going.
Yeah.
Right, so me and my best friend have been best friends since we were 3 years old.
So cute.
We're now 18. He's got a girlfriend and I completely understand priorities change. However, his girlfriend is a bloody psycho.
She's a psycho.
She's a psycho, apparently. She doesn't allow... She doesn't allow us to see each other without her there.
Right.
And it's getting both of us
that is...
down. I feel... And, okay, yeah, she's saying he's so close to breaking up with her because he's being over-controlled.
Yeah.
However, I don't want to be the reason why they break
yeah.
up. And I also feel uncomfortable knowing that he might break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, we've spoke about this before. We've had we actually get a lot of dilemmas
yeah.
With people's boyfriends
having
girls' best friends. And a lot of you message in saying, my boyfriend's got a girl best friend and she's blah, 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 and she's blah, blah, blah.
And yeah, I get jealous and I'm scared she wants to take him.
Exactly. But this is actually from the best friend's perspective.
And this has really opened my eyes, actually.
Me
because
too.
I've never thought, like, I've never considered how the boy's friend feels.
I know.
But look how heartbroken she is.
She's true and innocently heartbroken.
She can't hang out with her best friend, who is rightly her best friend,
yes.
as of 3 years old,
yeah.
without this
girlfriend
there. And I think that's very controlling.
That's heartbreaking. It's so interesting.
It's actually heartbreaking. It's so, I'm
seeing
honestly fascinated.
It from the other perspective. Because
yeah.
usually we'd be like, oh, I don't, that doesn't sit well with me.
These girls are trying to take these men away from us.
So it's actually really like opened
yeah.
my eyes seeing
too.
It. I don't know why it didn't before, but just seeing this
yeah.
girl's story, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, shit.
Like it's a genuine friendship.
But don't get me wrong, some of these friendships, not all of these
genuine.
Friendships are like this.
True. So I think maybe I think what's obviously happened is the girlfriend, like most other girlfriends, thinks you're trying to take the boyfriend
yes.
away from her, thinks that you've got ulterior motives.
She probably thinks that maybe like you fancied him in the past. Like
exactly.
She obviously thinks that, oh, they've been best friends with their children. Oh, they must have fancied each other at some point.
Exactly.
You know, that is what she's thinking. And she's just being defensive and she's just protecting herself.
Yeah, she might look at you and think she's beautiful.
She's
like, how could my boyfriend not
yeah,
fancy her? Like, she's
very
beautiful.
Jealous of you because she obviously wants to be close like you are. She
yeah.
wants to be just as close as you are.
She obviously sees that you two have an amazing relationship. And she's threatened by
she's
that.
Threatened
and
by
I
that.
Get that. So I think you, in order to keep your friendship, I think that you should probably have a real sit down with her and be like, look,
yeah.
I can totally understand
face how, to face.
How you might not like me and see me as kind of an annoyance and someone that you don't want around, but I can promise
yes.
you with my whole heart, this has been my best friend since we were three.
And
like,
I'm happy
and you've got
that
to think,
he's got a girlfriend. Like, I'm happy
exactly.
you're together.
And you should say
yeah.
to him, like, look, if I fancied him and he fancied me, we'd have dated in the
yes.
past. We'd have a relationship history.
Oh, my God. Like you've been friends for 15
exactly.
years. You'd have had a baby by now.
I know.
So
tell her that and be like, look, if it was going to happen between us, it would have happened 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
and just be like, because you have a pure heart. You don't want to be the reason they break up. Like, you don't want to get involved.
Exactly.
So I think this relationship can be saved.
100%.
You know, if the girl changes. But I feel like she needs to hear it from you.
I think she does as well.
I think what we always say, when it's the other way around, we say that the girlfriend needs to talk to the friend.
To the friend.
So you are the friend. You need to talk to the girlfriend.
To the girlfriend.
Just get it all out there. She's obviously driving herself insane with all these thoughts.
Yeah, thinking, oh, this girl.
Yeah, because she's thinking if you two hang out, you're snogging, you're falling in love.
Oh, my God.
You know? And she's probably driving herself. That's why she's
you're
like,
snogging.
I need to be there
yeah.
when you're hanging out.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you need to just reassure her. And to be honest, I'm not sure if their relationship is that strong anyway.
Me neither.
Because he's thinking
exactly.
about breaking up with her. So chances are she might not be an issue
what?
For
she's
much longer.
She's also being threatened because he is confiding in you
in
with
you.
Things.
And that's what we say before. Like, oh my God, he's confiding in the friend
oh
about
my,
you.
I
think we've said that in the podcast before.
Are you secretly
before.
In love with him? Do you love him? No, she says she doesn't. I kind of wish they did.
I kind of wish you fall in love. But, you know, for the girlfriend's sake, I kind of hope you don't.
Yeah.
But I think this is an issue. I think talk to her, reassure her. But chances are, it sounds like their relationship is kind of on the way out.
If the boyfriend doesn't want to be there anymore, he doesn't want to be there. And he sounds like he's already left the chat.
He's left the group chat.
Robert has left the group chat. Should we have a name for all of the, like, boys and then all of the girls?
A standard name.
A standard name that we use.
Okay, let's think about this.
In each dilemma. Like, what's, like, a, like... something good.
Okay, so a classic... I feel like we use Stephanie a lot for the girl.
Stephanie.
What about Joshua from Friends?
I quite like Joshua, but I do quite like Robert.
Okay.
Robert! Joshua!
Let's have Stephanie and Robert.
Because when I think of Joshua, I think of Friends and I associate it with him, but I want...
Yeah.
I have no association with the name Robert.
No, neither do
Robert.
I. Okay, let's have Stephanie and Robert.
I feel like you can really shout at a Robert.
Robert!
Robert!
Stephanie! Steph.
You know, when we're really angry, we'll call her Steph.
Yeah.
Steph. Okay.
Okay, let's get into
it. God, I'm getting a bit flustered after my shouting. Don't let them get the best of you when you are under the weather. Hi, Sophia and Trincia.
Hi.
So I was wondering if you could talk about body confidence and low self-esteem. Now, this is such a broad topic.
Broad topic.
But I would really appreciate some advice on learning to love and respect my body, even if I don't fit the ideal model figure.
Ah, okay.
I love this one.
I love this one as well.
Because I think what you have to understand is that no one is 100% body confident.
No, like, one is.
Even, you know, Victoria's Secret models, they are not 100% body confident. They might be on some days. You know, you all go through days.
Who did we see? Romy. I mean, how can she not be?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
She's beautiful.
But she must.
Everyone has insecurities.
Yeah.
Even if you have, you know, even if I look at someone and be like, you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen.
Like, I feel like...
they are going to have insecurities.
Yeah. Like, you look at a lot of people, and I do, and I think, how could you ever have an insecurity?
Literally.
What have you got to be insecure about?
Literally.
And then sometimes if it's like your friends and then they'll tell you and you'll be like,
I'm the most insecure person in the world.
I know.
I hate this about myself. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is, like, we all go through days where one day I'm like, oh my God, I look great today.
Yes.
I'm feeling really great. I'm feeling confident. I'm excited to go here and do this. But then other days, naturally, you know, you feel down. And
you want to stay in your dressing gown all day.
You want to stay in your dressing gown. You're not feeling yourself, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, if you're feeling, like, say, if I was feeling good yesterday and I'm not feeling good today, why shouldn't I be feeling good today?
Because I was feeling good yesterday.
Because I was feeling good yesterday. So what's changed from today? From
what's
yesterday to
from
today.
Yesterday?
Nothing's changed. So why am I not feeling good about myself today when yesterday I thought it was beautiful?
I thought it was great yesterday.
I thought it was Beyonce yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you all need that mindset.
So why today am I feeling like Michelle?
Yeah. Why
I'm kidding. I love Michelle.
We love Michelle. So why today are you feeling rubbish? There's no need to be.
There's no need
because
to be.
Because yesterday you felt amazing.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's what I'm trying to work on. It's like, if I'm feeling shit, but like, well, 2 days ago.
I felt amazing. So what's changed, sis?
So sort your mind out.
Yeah.
And why am I feeling this way today?
But I also think it's very normal. I think everyone feels the same. Like, you could probably look at someone and think, you're gorgeous. Like you girls you see on Instagram that get all these comments, like, you look beautiful. Like, they're not probably sinking in and they don't necessarily
and
believe those comments.
They're probably remembering the comment that Robert made to them when
Robert
they were 5 years old.
Exactly.
That, oh, you're a bit funny looking.
Stuck with
you
it.
You know, and that's what they're thinking back to.
Exactly.
You know?
So I think you're definitely not the only person in the world that has down days, doesn't feel like they fit a certain and look, whatever. Like, we're all unique. And that's the good thing about everyone,
and
that we all are different. Imagine if everyone looked the same.
How boring
would
that be?
And, like, people are, like, you know, when you see those Instagram
so
pages, you know,
unique.
Literally now you can get, like, the Kylie surgery, surgery.
Like the Kim package.
Yeah, the Kylie package.
That's scary.
Sorry?
That's
like,
scary.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I'd love it, but that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like,
the Kylie
what?
Package. But then the thing is, like, girls are going, like, I'll fucking go on there. But like, oh, do I need that?
I know.
No, you don't need it.
No, you don't.
You can have it if you want. Nothing wrong with it.
But you don't need it.
But you don't need, no one needs it. We're all beautiful. And the thing is about respecting your body, I think you just need to
You have to learn to love.
That your body, you know, is alive. It's functioning. It's healthy. You know,
your body is where you live.
You live in your little body. You need to treat it
nicely. Your body is your temple.
100%.
Like, this is the only home. This is the home that you will have for the rest of your life.
Treat it
nicely. Okay, you're going to be in this skin forever. Yeah. So you need to learn to love it, learn to appreciate it, and, yeah, really see the beauty in it.
I think it's nice to just think, try and, if you're really feeling bad at yourself, you just need to really try and think of kind thoughts.
Like,
oh, do you know what? I really like how this is looking today.
Yeah, like, you're don't like, get me wrong. You don't have to look in the mirror and think, wow, head to toe, I'm fantastic.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
But if you could at least be like, I really like my hair today.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what? My outfit is amazing. Yeah. Or, wow, I did my tan so well last night. I'm super flawless.
Ignorant. No, what's the word? Arrogance.
Arrogant. Not at all.
You have to feel confident and good about yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to do nothing.
So confidence is key.
Respecting your body 100% and just appreciating that this body is taking you places.
Yeah.
You've got to treat it nicely. Even when you don't want to, treat it well, and it's going to take you throughout the rest of your life.
And also,
and you can't change it. Yeah, you can technically some things, but you can't.
No, you can't. You know? And also just have comfort in the fact that everyone feels the same at some point.
Everyone does.
Even though you might look at someone and think you would never, how could you?
Yeah.
They will. And
say you're really insecure about something. Some people are looking at that insecurity of yours and thinking it's beautiful.
Exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
And also, if you're feeling really insecure one day about, oh, everyone's looking at me, they're all looking at this one thing, like, I'm just so insecure. No one is.
That is so true. That is how I think every day. I'm like, oh my God, everyone's looking at this.
But they're not.
Oh my God, see, this is actually really interesting.
Everyone's focusing on their own insecurities.
Exactly.
So they're not looking at you and judging you.
I watched this interview a while ago of Beyoncé.
Yeah. Yes.
And how interesting
is
this?
She's so wise.
So Beyoncé said she was really insecure about her ears.
What the?
Because
Oh my God.
And that's why she always wore big earrings.
What?
Because she felt like she had really big ears. So she thought if she had big earrings in, no one would be looking at the size of her ears, just these huge earrings. So I'm thinking,
that is crazy.
This is crazy. Like, I would, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a huge insecurity for her. But I'm sure no one ever looked at Beyoncé and thought, fucking hell, she's got big ears.
Do you know what I mean? So no one's
ever going to have thought that. So it's like you thinking, oh, I really hate whatever. Chances are slim that, like, not everyone is looking at you and spotting that straight away. No one's thinking, there's that.
Is, like, when people, like, meet people, like, when I'm looking at you, I'm not picking out your insecurities.
You're just looking at you.
But in yourself, you're picking out your own insecurities.
That's all that you see.
Because that, exactly.
Yeah, that's what's overwhelming.
You see, who would think that Beyoncé was insecure about her big ears?
Exactly.
I've never even looked at her.
She's not even got big ears.
Exactly. To me, her ears are probably absolutely fine.
Yeah, exactly.
My ears are probably bigger than her ears.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But that is crazy. It just shows, doesn't it? It actually just shows.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of the time, your insecurities, like, other people are not, like, I saw this quote the other day, and it was like, we look at ourselves so often, like, we look in the mirror all the time, we analyze our feet, like, we are so familiar with what our face looks like from all angles, and it's like, you don't know how beautiful you are to a stranger, someone that's like seeing
never
your face for the first time, whereas, because you think, for your whole life, you've been looking in a mirror, seeing how you look, different angles, seeing whatever, whereas to a stranger, they're seeing you for the very first time, and it's like, you don't know how amazing you can look to a stranger because you're so self, in your head, like, I've got this, whereas someone that's just looking at you is not going to notice all of that.
Also, I want to touch on, like, comparing yourself to other people. So, like,
let's take it there.
Her blah, blah, blah is better than mine. Listen to this quote. Admire someone's beauty and appreciate it without questioning your own. Everyone's beautiful. So if you see a beautiful girl, be like, wow, she's beautiful.
I've got another one whilst we're here.
I'm beautiful as well.
I've got another one whilst we're here.
Okay, hit me.
So it's like, someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your own.
Literally.
So it's like, oh my gosh, she's so stunning. That's not taking away from your beauty.
No.
That's not saying, oh, and now you're shit.
No.
It's not taking away, you know? It's
like, you're beautiful as well. Yes, she's beautiful. You can admire that.
Because this is another thing. Here we go.
You know,
it's like, look how beautiful, like, a sun rises. But also, look how beautiful a flamingo is.
Yes.
Like two totally different things, but both beautiful. So it's like not everyone has to look identical. There's not one identical way to look beautiful.
Absolutely not. Like, you don't all have to be models, super skinny, 6 foot tall to be beautiful. These days, that is not the definition of beauty. And I feel like we're really coming away from that.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Which is amazing. So, woohoo.
So, that was I could speak about this for a whole episode.
I feel really
self-empowered.
Right,
wow, we're all so beautiful.
I know, we are.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is tricky.
Go on.
So she needs unbiased help.
Okay.
Okay, side note, she's been watching us since we had 12K on YouTube.
Oh,
this is literally makes me want to cry.
So
okay.
Sweet.
So two of my best friends, who are good friends, although not besties, like they wouldn't meet up without me.
Yeah. You really have to understand this. Everyone, listen.
Yes. They're in a bit of a situation.
Yeah.
So I know both of them. I'm the main person they confide in and a best friend to them both, as I am an empathetic person and not one to gossip. So I'm hoping she's made up these names, but if not, I feel like we should change them just in case she's not made them up. So
Stephanie.
We'll say Sally. So Sally's boyfriend, who she's been with for over 2 years, has a history of texting girls in a flirty way, which she knows about and was upset about, but has gotten over it as he promised not to do it again.
Of course
he did. However, he's been talking to my other best friend, Susan, in a very flirty way for the past few months, which she's been telling me about. She says she feels bad about it and uncomfortable and has repeatedly told him to stop. He says things like, "You're so beautiful, let's meet up." Oh my God, this is horrible.
What?
He said this, "All girls should be like you." Oh my God, that's a horrible thing to say.
And he's still talking to that other girl and this she doesn't what, know.
Yeah, no, that's his girlfriend. This is the girl he's talking to.
Oh my God, oh, so that's his girlfriend. Shit.
No. Are you getting confused?
No.
So the person that he's saying all girls should be like you is the one he's essentially like
cheating on with, like talking to.
Not his girlfriend. However, she's going through somewhat of a dry spell and I think she's enjoying the attention.
And you're in the middle. This is so bad.
And is going along with the chat and is being, isn't being as firm with him as she makes out to me.
Yeah, so she's saying to you like, oh, it's disgusting, I hate it. But really, she's fucking loving it.
Okay, so this puts me in a really difficult position because I really feel bad for knowing and not telling. What was the first name we had again?
Sally.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to break Susan's trust.
No.
Do we see what's going on here? So are we all understanding?
This girl is in the middle. She's got two best friends. One of them has a boyfriend who is talking to her
other
best friend.
I've tried to encourage Susan to put a stop to it or to tell Sally, but I think she knows I disapprove and so we'll brush off the subject quickly and has stopped bringing it up. I know it might not be my place to say, but it's weighing heavily on me every time I see Sally.
Yeah.
Any advice on what to do would be much appreciated.
I mean, this is so bad.
This is really difficult
because... Because the thing is, like, Susan, she's loving it. Because she just wouldn't reply. If she didn't want to talk to him, she just wouldn't reply. And,
but it's difficult for you because you're kind of going to betray a best friend either way.
I know.
Like right now, you're kind of betraying the girlfriend because you're not telling her.
Like, so when she finds out about this, she's going to be even hurt because you've known about it for a while.
But then if you do tell the girlfriend, you're betraying the friend who's told you not to say anything.
And you're like, and Susan's going to be angry at you. Exactly.
I think what you need to do is to try and get the friend to tell the girlfriend.
Yes.
Get her to do it.
Just be like, look, I've been talking to your boyfriend. Because the thing is, Susan might quite like this guy. And if she likes him, then she'll want them to break up.
I know. This is
so difficult. I think the girl who he's talking to, literally just, because what's she getting out of it?
I know.
Like,
I think she must like him.
Yeah, she must like him.
Because at the end of the day, she is talking to one of her friend's boyfriends.
Yeah, and she's not stopping that.
And she's not stopping it.
So she's not a good person.
I'd probably be tempted to tell the friend, the girlfriend.
To be honest,
because the girlfriend
is being betrayed.
And I think the friend's sort of true colours are coming out. Because what friend is going to talk and entertain their best friend's boyfriend?
But also, do you want to be friends with a girl who's doing that?
Exactly.
Like, I'm questioning that. I'm questioning her as a person and her morals.
So I think give the girl another chance and say, look, if you don't tell her, then
I need to.
Because it's gone on for too long now.
And my poor best friend is going to get even more
exactly
hurt, and she needs to know.
So give her another chance, try and let her own up to do it. But if she still says no, then I would just tell the friend,
then
tell your best mate.
Meet up with her in person, be like, look, babe, I've got something I need to tell you. I thought I'd be the one to bring this to you.
Yeah.
Look, I'm being honest. Susan's not being great about it.
Yeah.
Susan won't tell you. So I thought.
So here I am,
Mother Teresa. I can't let it go on. Like, this is what's been happening. And you've just got to, because otherwise you're living with this like weird situation that you don't want to be living with.
And like, imagine going to meet up with your best friend.
Oh my God.
And her asking, like, how's Susan?
Like, how is everything? And you've just got this big secret. It's not fair.
It's not fair on you at this point. Like, it's.
And the thing is, Susan needs to understand that Sally needs to know this.
Exactly. Of course she does.
And if she's, you know, unreasonable about that, then that's...
Yeah, I think she...
No, she's not great.
So good luck with
she's
that.
Not a great person
She's not a
right
great
now.
Person right now. She's going through a bit of a rough patch.
Hey, guys. This is a slightly traumatic dilemma, but here we go. My main priority in life is work. My world revolves around it. I'm really ambitious and I just want to be successful.
That's amazing. That's
incredible.
I really commend you. Why is this a dilemma?
Listen, but that seems to be all I want. When I blow candles out on my birthday cake, I wish to do well at work. Well and good. But alongside that, I just seem to have no interest in boys or dating. I know this isn't directly a problem, but it's been years and I'm forever single. I'm not getting any younger, late 20s.
See, this is crazy that someone in their late 20s is asking us for advice.
I know, like I'm literally like a fetus.
Like, surely we should be asking her for advice.
She
this is kind of mind
blowing. Very intelligent.
I feel like a lot of pressure now.
When things go bad at work, or I just don't feel like I'm having a bright future, my heart actually hurts, which just makes me feel like a saddo. My work/life balance is shit, and I can't help but feel like if I had something else to care about, I wouldn't invest all my emotions at work. Surely it's healthier to have a partner to love and keep you human. Feeling heartbroken about a job is just ridiculous, but that's how I feel when things go west. I do have a lot of friends. I'm not alone or anything, so it's not the companionship I need, but I just feel like if I'm not careful, I'm going to end up burnt out, sad and alone, but maybe with a nice job title.
This is really interesting.
Look, I think let's lay out the basics here.
I think, first of all, you should be so proud of yourself that 100%. You have this amazing work ethic. Like, not everyone has that, and that's an incredible trait to have.
The thing is...
And I think don't let yourself feel bad that you've prioritised work. Like, I feel like sometimes...
A lot of women do that.
Yeah.
And that is a good way to go about
I feel like sometimes women feel ashamed because they've prioritised work over, like, dating and starting a family. And that shouldn't be the case. Like, maybe, like, men don't feel like that, do they? Like, I've prioritized, like, that's a good thing for men to prioritize their job.
And the thing
I think you should feel so proud of yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Laying it all out there, you've got an amazing job and you're doing amazing in your work. You're so successful. You're going to go places.
Yeah. And you've
regardless.
You've got an amazing friendship group.
You've got amazing friends. You're saying you've got companionship. You've got, you know, a great, you know, friendship.
Circle
out
of
there.
Friends.
The one thing that's missing is, you know, someone to love and someone to come home to at the end of the
day. Yeah, and I get that.
But I think it will come. Like, the less you stress and think about it, the easier, like, he's just going to waltz in. He's just going to waltz in. You're going to be like, oh my God, you're really cool.
Yeah.
And then you're literally, you know, and it's going to happen, I think, organically.
I think that's the key. Like, I know this is hard to kind of practice, but I think when you're looking for someone and you're really actively searching for a
girlfriend or a boyfriend,
you're going to just end up with someone out of desperation, out of feeling like, shit, I've got no time left. Like, I need to find someone now. I need to get married. You're going to end up with the wrong person. So you just need to let life happen. 100%. Like, everything happens for a reason. And if anything, it's perfect. Like, this guy is going to waltz in and you're going to be like, yeah, I've got my career together.
He is going to see the most successful woman, and he's going to be so attracted to that, and he's going to think you're amazing.
Exactly.
And think, look at this woman, he's got her shit together.
Exactly.
She knows what she's doing. She's got everything together. I think he's going to be
husband, be my wife, literally
he's going to be so impressed by that.
I think don't beat yourself up about it. Like, you've accomplished amazing things, and 100%. It's such a positive that you've prioritized work. Like,
and
that's what women should do. They should prioritize their career. Like, prioritizing your career is an amazing thing, and
you
that's what you've done.
Think of that as a negative thing,
and I feel like you are,
because the thing is, like, what are we going to do, sit here and say, get on Tinder, get on Bumble, find someone? Absolutely not, because that's not how it's going to happen naturally.
Someone
for you
will come into your life and you know it will,
and you need to not stress at all. Late 20s isn't old at
all. And I think if you're worried, you're like, it's, you sound very like aware, like, you know that you're saying, I don't have a healthy work-life balance, so it's not like you're in denial or you're in the dark. Like, you can see. So as if you've recognized that, you can actively try and work on it. You can meet up with your friends more, you know, if you make some evenings free, you know, free up 100%. A weekend,
maybe go
you
to a gym class, join a gym. Like, at gyms you can really make friends,
really
there.
Meet people at the gym,
and it can be a great community when you want to open yourself up to talk to people. Not that we do. I go into the gym.
I do.
Like,
speak for yourself. I talk to loads of people at the gym.
Absolutely not. I go in there with my headphones on, miserable. Like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. But you can really.
I've made friends at the gym. Gym's a really nice place to talk to people.
They really are. Like, I see everyone mingling.
Why don't you get involved with that? That's really sad.
There isn't anyone who's like on my. They're all quite
calling
old.
Your name.
They're all quite old.
Me too. That's why I like it.
Yeah, but they're a bit stuck up. Like, there's no, I'm not like, be my friend. Like, if there was someone
that's
there,
a shame.
But it's like, not very nice men.
But maybe that's what you could do. Like,
100%.
Start a gym class. Like, actively try and be a bit more social.
Throw yourself into a hobby.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to get to know, you know, you're going to want to learn more about it, get to know other people who are passionate about it. Do you know what I mean?
And also, like, it sounds like work is your passion.
Yes.
So, like, it's amazing. Don't feel guilty about, like, oh, I'm too invested in work. Like, that should not be a thing at all.
No.
So,
I love that.
Please get back to us if you find a husband, or when you find a husband, I should say.
Yeah, because you're going to have a really happy life,
like,
honestly.
This time in, like, 2 years, you could be married and pregnant.
Yeah.
And you can be like, yeah, I'm the CEO, and now I'm going to have a baby.
I'm having a baby, bitches. Back
off. And I'm the CEO. Bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie. Okay, so, see, this is just confusing. I don't get this. So, basically, my dilemma is, recently I was out, and long story short, I ended up kissing one of my best friend's ex.
Oh my God.
Straight away, I knew it was a mistake and explained to him / remove myself from the situation. I told my friend straight away and said how sorry I was. It upset her, obviously,
but
she has forgiven me, thank God. Wow.
What? Okay.
But deep down, I will always feel so guilty and think she has lost a lot of trust in me. Any advice on repairing a friendship after something like this has happened?
Right. See, I compare this to, like, cheating in a relationship. Like,
It's the exact same.
Like, if I got cheated on, the trust has been broken a bit.
It's gone.
It's gone. And to rebuild that is
a long mammoth journey.
Like, I think it's such a hard task. And you've done that with your friendship, really. So, yes, she said, I forgive you, but really, in the back of her mind,
she's got a long way to go.
She hasn't. I don't think she's like, you're my best friend again. Like,
no.
It's fine that you did that. Like,
I think in the back of her mind, like, I think underlying, there's still probably a bit. I don't want to use the word hatred, but yeah, like a bit of hatred,
or a bit of resentment. Like, you did this to me.
Like, how could you?
Like, are you really my true friend? Like,
I know. So it's good that she's forgiven you, but I just think like you've just got to be prepared for a long road of like getting back to where you were.
And if you are sincere and you want to build this trust up, you've just got to keep at it. You just got to keep at it.
Exactly.
And never leave, like, still want to be her friend.
Yeah, like, you will get there, but it's going to take a while. Yeah. And so it should. Like, at the end of the day, yes, it was a mistake, and we all make mistakes, but this was a big betrayal.
Yes.
So it is going to take a while, but...
Yeah.
I think you can get there.
I think you can get there, but just know that it's not going to be easy for her.
Yeah.
You know?
And, because imagine if it was you.
Oh my God,
you'd be a bit like, well, that was a bit shit.
If your best friend ever gets a boyfriend, like, she's probably going to be quite insecure about having you around him, maybe.
It could cause issues.
There's going to be issues that are going to come up in the future.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But if you've got a good,
with time,
pure, like, friendship, I think
and
it can definitely be overcome.
And if you have a pure soul and you're just open and honest with her.
Exactly.
And you communicate, then...
Communication.
What is the key to a healthy relationship?
Communicate.
Communication. Just keep on moving through the beat. Hi. Just a question for Boy Talk.
Hi.
Opinions on snooping through your boyfriend's phone?
Wait, isn't this... Am I getting... Oh, this girl's called Boy Talk.
Oh.
This is girl talk.
Shit, this is girl talk.
But no.
This is girl chat.
This is girl chat.
Okay, so, okay, we just wanted to chit chat about this here.
Yeah.
Well,
this isn't a dilemma.
Wait, it's because I read.
This is for boy talk.
This is a question for boy talk. And as we were reading through these, we were like, this is a girl talk. We'll pop this in there. That's why I just got so confused for a sec. Okay. So, opinions on snooping through your boyfriend's phone.
Is this the last one? This is the last one, I think.
Yeah. Brackets, I have to admit I've done it once. Lol.
Okay. Okay. Now let's talk about this.
I think it's not okay.
Ah, this is interesting.
Because I think, number one, I'd feel so guilty and on edge, right? I don't want to feel like shit.
This is interesting because I have like the opposite answer to you.
Really? Okay, this is good. Okay, I'll say what I think. Okay, I'll feel guilty and scared.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's coming, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck, put it down.
Shit! Like, he's coming. And also, I feel like... You shouldn't feel the need to. Like,
you
should be able to just, pick his phone up and search something on Safari.
Yeah.
You know, without fucking tits popping up on your face or there's a text from Emma coming in. Like you should have that openness. And I think as long as you've got that openness for, like, you to just be able to look what he's doing on his phone at all times and him to grab your phone and go on it to do something or you to grab his, then... There's no need.
Yeah. I agree exactly what you said. Yeah. But I was just going to say that, like, opinions on snooping through your boyfriend's phone. Like, I think if you want to do it, I think you should do it.
Actually, yeah. I think when you're... don't go on it to be like, I'm looking for messages from girls. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, to be honest, my point of view is that if I was suspicious about my relationship, if I was having doubts and if I was thinking like something's going on here, I absolutely would snoop.
I didn't think
I absolutely would snoop.
About if we were having issues and I was like, I need to check something out.
Why else would you snoop?
Well, I don't know. I thought she was just saying like in general.
Yeah.
Because I was like, in general, no, there should be trust.
Well, yeah, but in day to day, well, yeah, this is what I'm saying. So
in day to day.
Day to day, I don't think there should be a need to, what's on my boyfriend's phone? I need to have a look.
Yeah.
What's on there?
No,
that shouldn't be a day to day thought that you're having.
A day to day paranoia that you're like, I need to look on his phone right now.
But I do think, like, if you were paranoid or if you were thinking, like, something's changed, something's gone weird, why are you being a bit, you know, why are you hiding your phone? What's going on? And then I would definitely snoop because at the end of the day, I think
I agree.
I'm going to snoop because
Absolutely.
Then if he finds something, well, then what the fuck is this? Hello,
then your curiousness and your intuition was correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with
that. So I don't think you should. I mean, yes, like you should not be snooping through your boyfriend's phone every 2 days. But I think once in a blue moon, if you had a bad feeling,
Absolutely.
Then I don't think that's something that you should feel guilty
about. Because then the thing is, he can't be mad at you because you found something.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? But then if you don't find anything, you're like, okay, I'm going a bit crazy.
Let me just dial it back.
Let me give him the benefit of the doubt. Let me just put the phone away. He doesn't know. Let's just chill out. And I need to just check myself and just chill out.
Yeah. Because 100%. I think if I was acting really sketchy and whatever, and my boyfriend friend said, I'd snoop through your phone, I'd be like, well, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't. So, yeah. No, it shouldn't be a pressing issue every day.
No,
but
absolutely. Like, there should not be anxiety about
it. There's anything wrong with it if you're concerned about something.
If you're concerned about something. Yeah, don't be like, oh, I can't snoop, though, because... No,
because that's
wrong. If you have concerns, do it.
Absolutely.
Because he's your boyfriend, you're allowed on his phone, and you need to have a look. So, yeah.
I think people do have that issue, though, where, like, their boyfriend does not let them on their phone.
Oh,
like, that's kind of crazy to me. But I know that's a fact.
Yeah.
Like, I've got
a
friend
who's
like, oh, no, like, my boyfriend, like, I can't go on his phone. And I'm like,
I'm sorry. That would actually cause issues.
Like, that, I'd be like, why?
But in my head, every day, I'd be like, why weren't you, like, on your phone?
I know. Because a phone for, like, this generation, our generation,
oh my God,
it's essentially like where your whole life is, like your messages, your pictures, like your apps, like that's where it's like essentially your journal and your diary. That's where all your info is.
Literally.
So if my boyfriend was like, you can't got my phone, I'd be like, what? I'd be
or
like,
if he
why?
Was like snatching it away every time,
I'd turning it away,
like
being all sketchy.
Like,
I'd be
if
like,
we couldn't
what?
Sit on the sofa while he's like doing stuff on his phone, and I can't
but
look.
That is an issue for couples.
God.
Like, they can't like
you
sit together
issue.
And be on their phones and have both their screens up. Like, their like eyes are flickering over to the screen and see what everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and just not
like that's a problem for people.
That is honestly, if you've got that issue in the relationship, then
I think you should snoop.
I think
because
you should
obviously
snoop.
Something's being hidden from
you.
Yeah,
something's being hidden from you.
I need to find out what it is.
Oh my God, I'd hate that if he was
Inspector Clouseau to the rescue.
I think so.
Is it Clouseau?
Inspector
Clouseau
Gadget.
With the moustache.
Oh, Clouseau.
Inspector Clouseau.
The one who's in the films.
Yeah, that is his
Sherlock
name.
Sherlock Holmes.
I'm going to
Google
it.
There's the other man.
I'm sure Inspector Clouseau
is
a TV show, right? Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah, who is the one with the big mustache?
Yeah, Clouseau.
Clouseau, let me see your picture. Does he have a little glass thing?
It's fictional. It's fictional.
Who's the one, the little French man? The little French inspector. Come on.
From the Pink Panther?
No. He's a serious one.
Oh, maybe that's him.
No,
because Clouseau. Inspector.
There's an actor.
This is him. Inspector Clouseau. It's to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it was just a different actor who played him.
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing...
Black and white film.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not really
But
sure.
I feel like they did a remake. They'd like made it.
Oh.
Let me just... Okay, just 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 30 just stay
seconds.
With me on the line here.
Stay. Just hold for it. Can I just put you on hold for a sec?
Inspector.
Just bear with.
Inspector.
Clouseau.
Clouseau. Here we go.
Fun fact, we're going out to dinner after we record this.
We are.
Just debating what the menu looks pretty small.
Okay, I think I'm confused because I can't seem to see the film that I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of the train where there was the murder on the train and there was the inspector with the glass, with
well,
the
what
ring?
What was that? Wait, Sophia, Inspector Clouseau is from Pink Panther.
Oh.
Look, Return of Pink Panther.
I'm picturing the guy from Cheap by the Dozen, the dad in Pink Panther. Why am I picturing that?
Return of Pink Panther.
What is going on here?
Inspector Clouseau comedy. I'm picturing this little French man who's like walking around with a little magnifying glass.
Yeah, that's him.
No, but it's a different actor than this man that's
right.
Popular.
Anyway, we'll leave it's it there. Not important. So thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And tune in next week for a very special announcement.
Very special announcement. And follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Updates. And you can always email in any dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Over
we love
and
you
out.
Lots. Over and out. Signing out.
Signing out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack.
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.